Shane, good morning, and welcome to this new year, number 2024 in the series, and the January edition of Offbeat on Radio Ara 102.9, 105.2, and 87.8. And there, announcing the theme for this first show of the new year, that was a track from way back in 1979, and it came from Elvis Costello and the Attractions. The song was Accidents Will Happen. Now, I'm not sure if you've made any resolutions for 2024, but one thing here at Radio Ara we would like to get done pretty much ASAP is to fix the issues which caused the website to be taken down late last year. Now, it seems to be quite a complex situation and has had a few knock-on effects, but with any luck, we can be up and running again within a short space of time, so please just bear with us on that one. And so tonight, we're going to be listening to tracks that have a link to anything related to accidents, DIY, mending, fixing, and all that sort of thing. And the first few tracks are also from artists who've been around for a while, despite everything that life can throw in front of them. Now, Elvis Costello turned 70, or will turn 70 rather, this year, and he was on stage here at the Philharmonie last year in September, so still going strong. And the next track comes from Depeche Mode, and they've been around since 1980, but they did lose one of their founding members, Andy Fletcher, back in 2022. The track I've chosen is called simply Broken.
Control without any pain. How long will you suffer? How long will you reign? You see, the friend that I knew cannot be found, replaced by another. There's a place where I go without any sound. Only you can reach me. Only you're allowed. Then you're so far away. You're so far from here. Do you remember a time we?
Yeah.
And that was taken from the album called Delta Machine, which was their 13th studio album, and it was released in 2013. Now, Gary Numan rose to fame in the late 70s with Tubeway Army and went on solo to experiment in a variety of musical directions, some of which were perhaps a little bit more successful than others. And he sort of went off into a bit of a musical wilderness for a while, but a few years ago, I think when he was approaching 60, he played a great gig down at the Culture Fabrique in Esch. And this track also comes from an album which was released in 2013. The album was called Splinter, and in brackets, Songs from a Broken Mind. And the track is I Am Dust.
We were dust in a world of grim obsession. We were torn from out life from isolation. We were pulled from our path of least resistance. And the song we sang, what became of us? We all pray for the end, for the God to take us. We were falling down, one by one. We were weak, and the fear was all around.
And if you're interested in autobiographies, then Gary Newman's book Revolution is well worth a read. I'll play these next two tracks back to back as there's quite a strong link between them. The mod revival band The Jam also hit the scene in the late 70s, but they broke up in around 1982, and since then lead singer Paul Weller is still making albums as a solo artist. I think his last one was released back in 2021 or thereabouts. First up then, a track by The Jam, which is actually a cover of a song recorded by The Kinks even further back in time in 1967. Now, on The Jam's version, it is actually the bassist Bruce Foxton on vocals rather than Paul Weller, and it features on their compilation album, which was called Snap. The track is called David Watts, and I'll follow that with a solo track from the Modfather himself, Paul Weller, with Broken Stones.
Like pebbles on a beach, kicked around, displaced by feet. Trying to get home. Another future.
And that was The Jam from 1978, and then Paul Weller from 1995. Listening to the track from The Jam, I often wonder what it would have been like to actually been called David Watts when that track came out. Could be something either quite cool or a real pain in the neck. I guess it depends on your musical tastes and just a little bit how annoying your friends actually want to be. Anyway, so let's get a bit more contemporary now with tracks released in 2020 and 2023, respectively. Yard Act are a great band from Leeds, up in Yorkshire, or as they prefer to say, God's Country. I think they played the Rotonde back in 2021, and I see they have a new album coming out in March, so hopefully they might be doing a promotional tour as well, and they could be back in Luxembourg. Their track is called Fixer Upper.
Hello there, I got a letter in the post addressed to the previous owner. I don't know how to pronounce their name, I don't think that they were from round here, you know. Well, I just moved into the area, yeah, that big old thing over the road. It's a fixer-upper, though. It's a fixer-upper, so. We're in a book pound shop, terracotta frogs everywhere, wrap solar power fairy lights round the gutter. I got a Prosecco o'clock poster, half price in IKEA. It goes nicely with the existential fear that I feel when I accidentally wonder what I'm really doing here and how long I've got left before I'm 6 feet under. I can't believe I'm a two-home owner. Can't believe I'm a two-home owner. I finally got a nice little drive to call my own. I'm street parking for the Rover. It's a fixer-upper though, yeah. No, not the Rover, the Rover's golden. I'm talking about that big old thing over the road. Yeah, that big old thing over the road. We're gonna knock through the kitchen wall though, even though it is a lovely bit of tudor. We're gonna absolutely ruin it all, like. We can't stand old shite. It's a fixer-upper. It's a fixer-upper. It's a fixer-upper. It's a fixer-upper. Anyway, this letter, I'll just post it back, return to sender, unless you know him. I think he's called Mr. J. Konopinski. Oh no, wait, that's not an M, that's a D. Dr. J. Konopinski, do you know him? It sounds a bit Russian to me. Oh, Polish, I see. And he had a PhD. What in? Probably one of them pointless media degrees. Not for me. University of life, you see, I got thick skin. School of hard knocks, gonna knock through that wall on Tuesday in case you and the wife were gonna be in. It's a fixer-upper. It's a fixer-upper. It's a fixer-upper. Yeah, it's a fixer-upper. Alright, mate, sorry about the commotion yesterday. The bloody builders are refusing to finish the job until I pay them. But I told them no one pulls a fast one on Graham. I'm Graham, by the way, don't know if I mentioned. I told them I'm not made of money, you're having a laugh. 2 homes in a Rover comes from our crap. I'm not minted, I earn it. It's not some funny voodoo business. I didn't walk on gilded splinters to make the dent I did in under a year. I earn it, in case you're wondering. As for the builders, yeah, they're Polish. I'm not bothered about that, like. But where you come from says a lot about a man. And I'm not from round here, but I am. Also, they won't take cash in hand. What's with that? Maybe they wouldn't need the money so bloody fast if they weren't willingly giving it all to the tax man. You tell me what you can get where I'm from. And I'm not from round here, but I am. I'm Graham, by the way.
I'm Graham.
I'm Graham.
There you go. Quite a special vocal delivery style there from Yard Act. And the next artist also has a fairly unique approach to singing. Baxter Jury played a gig back at Den Atelier last September. Now, unfortunately, I didn't manage to get to that concert, but I did do a CD review of his album, which was called I Thought I Was Better Than You. Now, once the Arrow website is up and running again, you can find all my CD reviews alongside the podcast version of The Offbeat Show. Now, this track features Madeline Hart on vocals, and it's called Crashes.
She crashes her car into a much bigger one.
Wham, you slammed into a parked Tesla. There's a man who looks like a minotaur. Your face is left stunned by us. We are the children of the apocalypse.
Lay in the caravan.
I will address the crowd and keep them calm. You will do your best to cut getting upset. Back into the fear, recover. We hurt around a corner, directly to another. With the Haribo face Britons, eyebrows making shapes. We hold up for a while, waiting for the Babylon.
So we hit the night roads, escaping from the feds.
And the lynch mob are asleep. Back to the city that made us, but no one dares to judge another man's works.
Being the son of the 70s punk poet Ian Dury, Baxter's upbringing was, let's say, fairly chaotic, to say the least. And you can read all about that in his book, which is called Chaise Longue, and it's well worth getting a copy of that one. And you're listening to Offbeat on Radio Ara 102.9, 105.2 and 87.8, the radio for all voices. So we're already halfway through the show, and next up we have a couple of tracks featuring artist collaborations. And I'll start the track with a track I used on my very first Offbeat show, which is now back in February 2022. Now, I very rarely play the same track twice. Actually, I think this could be a first. But this one fits the theme quite nicely, so I think after almost 2 years, a repeat performance can be justified. This is a track from PG Harvey together with Radiohead frontman Thom Yorke, and it's called The Mess We're In.
The city sunset over me. things that you wanted.
I just wanna say,
don't ever change.
Don't ever change now, baby.
And thank you. I don't think we will meet again.
I don't think we will
and we
meet
must leave
again.
Now before the sun rises over the skyscraper. And the city landscape comes into being. Sweat on my skin.
This mess we're in.
And that track was taken from PJ Harvey's album Stories from the City, Stories from the Sea. Now, regular listeners, however many that may be, will know by now that I don't really need any excuse to play something with Tracy Thorn on vocals. And in 2007, she collaborated with the German techno house group, which were called Tief Schwarz, on this track, which is called Damage.
Thank you.
As always, superb vocals there from Tracy Thorn, one half of Everything But The Girl. And as great female vocalists go, I think Hannah Reid from London Grammar has already made her mark, and it seems like their fourth studio album is nearing completion, so that could be something to review later on. But the track I've taken is actually from their debut album, which is already nearly over 10 years old. And this track is called Metal and Dust. And that was London Grammar, a group which actually formed in Nottingham, so it's a good 100 miles or so north of the capital city, straight up the M1. And more than 10,000 miles separates London and Melbourne, Australia. Now, I mentioned this interesting fact because Crowded House were formed in Melbourne back in 1985. Probably the most well-known member of the band is the New Zealander Neil Finn, and his brother Tim also played with the band for a while. And this track comes from their 1993 album, which was called Together Alone, and is perhaps a painful reminder of what can go wrong if you're not that gifted at DIY jobs. The track is called Nails in My Feet.
My life is a house. You crawl through the window, slip across the floor and into the reception room. You enter the place,
of endless persuasion. Like a knock on the door when there's 10 or more things to do. Who is that calling? You, my companion. Run to the water on a burning beach, and it brings me relief. Pass through the walls to find my intention. Around in a strange hypnotic state, I look into space. There is no connection. A million points of light in a conversation I can't face. Cast me off one day to use my inhibition. Sit like a lapdog. Up the house, stumbled in sideways. The lights went on and everybody screamed surprise. The savage review, it left me gasping. But it warms my heart to see that you can do it too. Total surrender. Your touch is so
that track is more about emotions and relationships, rather perhaps than the misuse of a nail gun, but the title fits tonight's theme, so I guess that's fair game. Now, if you have the misfortune to nail your feet to the floor, there's a good chance you'll require some medical attention. And that links nicely to the next track, which comes from The Baby Shambles, and it's called Picture Me in a Hospital.
Blood runs red and the bags are full of fire. Terrible, makes me powerful. Oh, on and on is still a song for me. I'm still around to sing it. Never know, so it goes.
say. So picture me in a hospital and the blood runs raw and the bags are full of. You're terrible and I'm invincible. Oh, picture me in a hospital and the blood runs red and the bags are full of. It's hysterical, but it makes me powerful. A false alarm, there's a skill a song for me. I'm just about around to sing it on and on. There's still a charm for me. And I'm still listening.
And the Baby Shambles were a band formed by Pete Doherty, better known perhaps as the frontman for the Libertines and a bit of a bad boy. So the story goes, he was actually banned from playing with the Libertines because of his drug problem, so he went and formed the Baby Shambles instead. Fair enough. Now, apparently, in a recent interview with the New Musical Express, he reveals that the years of alcohol and drug abuse have taken a serious impact on his current state of health. Well, I think I'll refrain from wishing him a speedy recovery, as I did that for the Pogues' Shane McGowan when I was recording the December show, but unfortunately he passed away soon after the recording was made, so best that I don't say anything. And we're down to the last two tracks now. Linkin Park were formed in 1996, but have been on a bit of a hiatus since the death of their lead vocalist Chester Bennington in 2017. The track I've selected is taken from their 2007 album, Minutes to Midnight, which signalled a bit of a departure from their sort of signature new metal sound, and they experimented with some other styles. This track is called In Pieces.
You will be alone, alone with all your sins.
My name's Richard Edwards, and you've been listening to Offbeat on Radio Arrow 102.9, 105.2, and 87.8. Okay, we're at the end of this accident-inspired playlist. And as I mentioned before, we hope to have the full Arrow website back online soon, so you can listen to the podcast versions of the shows, past and present. Until then, if you miss the live broadcast, there's always a Spotify link to the playlist on the show's Facebook page. And ending the show tonight with some English new wave pop from the 80s. The band was called The Fix, which was spelt with a double X, and the track is probably their most successful release. So here's hoping that we can fix our website problems before the next Offbeat show in February. I'll leave you with a track entitled One Thing Leads to Another. Yep, it certainly does. Thanks for listening. Viel Glück und Nayo. Adi. Am besten geschwind.